Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. Today I wanted to talk to you about how to properly handle mornings. I can tell you that when I was going through my OCD recovery, for me, mornings were the worst. I mean, there was times where I couldn't sleep and I had OCD in the middle of the night, of course, but mornings was the worst every single day. It was just waking up to a nightmare. And I remember so many times that your eyes have not even opened yet, but your mind is already racing. And it's almost like you're just laying there with your eyes closed for a half hour, for an hour, just ruminating. And I see this happening so much for people. So first of all, you have to understand that the body rhythms are such that your cortisol is very high in the morning compared to the rest of the day. So it's highest, I believe, around 8 a.m. And your serotonin is the lowest around 5 a.m.-ish. I don't remember exactly. But so around whenever you wake up, you have this situation of cortisol really high, serotonin fairly low, depending on the time you wake up. And then as you go through the day, cortisol starts to drop, preparing you slowly for sleep. Right? So at night or towards the night, it goes lower and your serotonin actually increases throughout the day and then has a sudden drop in the middle of the night while you're sleeping. So, and then going back to its lowest at around 5 a.m.-ish. So that's the cycle. So 8 a.m. or let's say 9 a.m. whenever you wake up, 6 a.m., the deck is kind of stacked against you. So what do you do? Get out of bed. That's the number one thing. Do not allow yourself to lay in bed and ruminate. This is an act of will and pushing yourself to just get up and just continue with the day. Engage as much as possible. If you have people who you're living with, try to engage as much as possible with them. If you don't have anybody else that you are living with, if you're by yourself, then try to stay busy. You can have something playing in the background. We're not trying to do this la la la, I'm not listening thing, right? We're not trying to avoid OCD thoughts or drown out OCD thoughts so you're not triggered so you don't hear them. That's not the point, and that would be avoidance. What we're trying to do is just to give your mind some other food for thought so you're not only focused on OCD, so you have other things to refocus somewhat on to give yourself some breathing room. So they're two different things, and I really want you to understand the nuance between the two because it's really, really important. So as you continue with the day and just what's the next thing? I found that when I was at my worst, it really helped to have a plan written out because in that moment, I mean, in my darkest times, right, my anxiety was so high, I couldn't really think. And I couldn't really come up with things to do because you just feel lost. You're like, what do I do? What, you know, and you're in your thoughts. So having a written out plan, like I'm going to go, and it can be very ordinary things like, okay, I'm going to take a shower, get ready for the day. I will have breakfast. I will do this. I will do, you know, but it keeps you on schedule and moving forward. And I'm telling you, just that little bit of a difference can set you up so much better for the rest of the day. Because as you know, if you overthought in the morning, if you ruminated for hours in the morning, it's very difficult to calm down from that throughout the course of a day. So you're setting yourself up either for a good day or a bad day. And you're also creating a pattern in your mind, which the next day, if you ruminated this morning, the pull to get you to ruminate next morning is going to be that much more. So again, going back to the Grayman method, reducing rumination, reducing compulsions, tracking. And from what I was saying in the previous video, if somebody tells you you can't recover, believe me, you can. I see clients doing this all the time, myself doing this all the time. And you have to understand, this method is copywritten. Other people are not using it. So when you hear somebody saying somewhere on the, you know, internet that they're lost and they feel like they can't recover, it's because they're probably just not doing enough recovery work. So don't compare your situation to them. You can and you will recover. But I find the mornings, not for everybody, but for a lot of people, are a critical point in the recovery, where if you can master the mornings, you can master the rest of the day, step by step. I believe in you. You can do this. If you need more information, if you would like to do a recovery program with me or with one of our coaches, all the information is on youhaveocd.com.